Happy Tuesday, dosers. How are you doing? I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Hey, you want a long list of things? I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to give you a checklist. But here's the thing. I think you're passing most of these. My bet is there's one or two, maybe three for people like me that go, ooh, all right, that's my homework this week. I'm going to give you a list. You're going to self-select. Now, don't worry. Here's what I loved. When teachers gave a pop test or a quiz and they said, by the way, you don't have to hand this in. It won't be graded. I'm like, oh, okay. This is take home. It's self-grading. No one else will see your answer sheet. If you were here this last weekend, we did the book of Titus. We talked about the Apostle Paul writing this pastor, this guy he left over the island of Crete saying, you've got to pick leaders. You look at leaders by their godliness, not their giftedness. You pick them by their character, not their competency. Giftedness is great. Competency is great. But we better be putting godliness and character ahead of those when it comes to church leadership. And this weekend, I went through the list of what it looks like to be a leader, an elder, an overseer. And it was very clear, this is not a higher standard for leadership. This is simply a standard for the rest of us to live up to. They're simply ones carrying out the standard of Christianity. They were team captains, if you will, and the rest of the team needs to follow that. So I want to read through that list. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to have your Bible open, or if you're driving and just listening to, what part of this list do I need to work on? Which areas here am I deficient in? And let me encourage you. I think we're all going to be deficient in some of these areas. Chapter 1, verse 6. Here we go. An elder must be blameless, faithful to his wife, faithful to their spouse, a man whose children believe and are not open to the charge of being wild and disobedient. Since an overseer manages God's household, they must be, and here comes the list, blameless, which means this, not overbearing, not quick-tempered, not given to drunkenness, not violent, not pursuing dishonest gain. Which one of those on the list do you go, okay, this will be in my prayer this week. Are you overbearing? Are you quick-tempered? Are you given to drunkenness? Are you violent? Do you pursue dishonest gain? Which one of those from that first list do you go, nah, that's probably the one I'm weakest on. Second list. Rather, a leader must be hospitable, one who loves what is good, self-controlled, upright, holy, disciplined. Hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught so that you can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. That list number two. Are you hospitable? Do you love what is good? Are you self-controlled, upright, holy, disciplined? Holy is a tough one because you're like, what am I, a marble statue? I'm stained glass. To simply be set apart to God, different from the world around you. Not a Cretan from the island of Crete, as we saw this weekend, but a Christian. On that list, what are the one or two that you go, ah, if I'm being graded on that list, here's the one that hurts. Here's the two that hurts. Here's all I want to ask you and me to do today. We're going to look at that and end our time in prayer like we did yesterday and just go, God, help me in these two areas. I know where my buttons are. I know where they get pushed, or I know when I fall into these areas. But God, I'm giving you these one, two, maybe three areas today and turn it over to you and say, help me in this area. As we saw this weekend, may your spirit strengthen and encourage me. And may your spirit change these areas in my life. Am I quick-tempered? God, I'm giving you my temper. Daily, I'm going to pray about my temper and I'm going to give it to you. Do I tend to be violent at times? Do I give myself to too much wine? Do I drink to a point where I'm ever drunk? Then God, I don't ever want to be drunk again for the rest of my life. I mean, that is simply a standard you've laid. I'm filled with your spirit, never the spirit of anything else. So God, I'm laying that before you. What is it today you need to lay down and just go, God, that's where it is. Help me to be more of you. Send your spirit to give me strength and courage to turn from this or to add this to my life. So I can fill out this list differently in the weeks and months to come. There's your homework. There's your checklist. His rules, not mine. His spirit to help us. And let's do this one together. Get your homework, North Coast.